News Talk ZB, it's now 27 to 7. Sam Trethaway is an analyst with Milford Asset Management. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver category Fund Manager of the Year award in both 2013-2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. Now, for more information or for an investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345 is the number. To call during business hours, 0800 662 345 or milfordkiwisaver.co.nz. Sam Trethaway is with me. Sam, good evening.
Hi, Larry.
Let's look at the New Zealand IPO market. How's the IPO market doing?
Yes, the IPO market is very strong in New Zealand and has been building for some time. Since the Genesis Energy listing in April this year, we've seen an unprecedented number of companies looking to come to list on the NZX, which has been helped in some part by the strong performance of the equity market over the past 2 years. Tim Bennett, CEO of the NZX, commented that as many as 40 companies were considering a listing. And, there's no different over in Australia on the ASX, where there are 11 new listings in May and dozens more in the pipeline. So it's a very active space at the moment.
So give us an idea then, Sam. Who are the companies currently looking to list?
In New Zealand this week, we have Serco and Gentrack both to trade for the first time on the NZX this week. So they list on tomorrow and Wednesday respectively. And then Hirepool, the rental company business, and agribusiness Scales and tech firm Ike GPS all have offers in the market at the moment. And others on the radar include the likes of our glass supplier Metro Glass, and tech firms Power by Proxy and Orion Health.
How has the performance to date been of these IPOs then?
The offers to date have been very well supported by the market. Our analysis of listings here on the NZX and in Australia as well showed that most offers have performed strongly on day one post-listing, up roughly 10% on average above their offer price. And both of the two IPOs in New Zealand to date, so that is Inturi Education Group, which is an industry-based training provider, that listed in May this year, is up around 10%, although its offer price in Genesis remains sort of 15% above its price. So, while the day one performance has been strong, I think the challenge for investors is picking the long-term winners. But we are very supportive of new market companies coming to market.
What should investors be wary of then?
Despite this, this positive day one performance, we, do remain cautious about each upcoming listing. Not every company will be a winner. Some of the listings could have overly ambitious growth aspirations or opportunistic sell-downs by private equity firms. So private equity firms often buy poorly performing businesses where they see an opportunity to improve earnings through a restructure of the business. And then that business is brought back to market with strong growth prospects. And the private equity firm and management of the company sell the majority of the shares. So we have taken positions in some of the offers to date, but certainly not all. It's up to investors to keep the vendor honest with the pricing and also the bankers arranging the offers to make sure that we have quality companies coming to market.
So what's the outlook for the rest of the year then?
I think that most of the companies who wish to come to market ahead of the reporting season coming up in August will have already announced their intentions to do so. So that's the likes of Metro Glass and Hirepool. But we're still seeing the odd company come out of the woodwork. And provided that the markets stay positive, I expect a sort of a second wave to come after the reporting season in August. So some of the 40 that Tim Bennett mentioned were considering listing. So this wave in general is very good for New Zealand's capital markets. It will create greater depth and give investors more choice. In the short term, the listings have caused some performance of the broader market, to be a bit choppy at times as investors sell down their existing stocks to fund the IPO buying. But overall, we are very supportive of the new listing.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345. It's now 2327.